welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And as we know, especially guys who have been listening for a while, we know that we have to go and seek and find, right? Because it's not always going to come into our realm or land in our lap if we are not actively pursuing and actively seeking. So I do that by listening to podcasts, and I do that by reading books, and I do that by making sure I have a really incredible power tribe around me. And that's taken a long time to do. And it's been worth every single minute, but it has to be intentional. So layer by layer, I always look at it like a layer cake, and you kind of start at the very top and you start stripping it back, peeling off the layers one at a time, because you can't do it all at once. But that brings me to my topic today that I want to chat with you about, and that is mindfulness. So it's a major buzzword right now. We hear it all the time, and everyone's like, oh, we just need to be more mindful, or I'm in a mindfulness practice. But what does it actually mean? Because to be truly mindful is really an inner peace practice. It's a releasing practice. It's a letting go practice. So when we can become so incredibly aware, it's extreme self-awareness. We really understand that we only have the control to basically control ourselves, our thoughts, and it ends at our fingertips. I just heard a podcast today, Lewis Howes podcast. And one of his guests was talking about how our control ends at our fingertips. And I just thought it's so, so true. And then we can look at that and just control our reactions, our perceptions, and our experiences of what we're going through is when we can find that inner peace. Otherwise, we can truly make heaven on earth or hell on earth, right? So you can be living in that experience now. It's exactly what you want. Talk about this all the time when, even before, when people come to the Bliss Project, sometimes a few of my opening sentences, because I want people to really understand that they're going to shape their experience at that event. And when they come in the room, when they sit down, when they're hearing the different stories, when they're meeting people, it is your responsibility to make that experience the experience that you desire, or be open to understanding that there's another way, or be open to seeing that your anxiety and your nerves and your discomfort is an opportunity to allow that feeling in your life and not run from it, right? To see what it has to offer you. And there's been plenty of events where I've gone, and maybe I haven't gone with as open of a heart and as open of a mind as I do now. And I don't maybe have the best experiences, right? Maybe I didn't make those connections that I wanted to make. Maybe I didn't quite hear what I needed to hear because I didn't fully open up, and I was allowing myself to get lost in my own personal anxiety, in my own personal discomfort. So everything is an opportunity. I could have taken those opportunities and said, you know what? I'm just going to allow myself to really just state how I feel or be in this feeling and let it be okay. Because in order to grow from it, in order to move through it, in order to not have it anymore, you have to allow it. You have to not resist it. You have to not run from it. So what's something in your life that you could allow and just be okay with the weirdness, right? And maybe that's just it. Maybe you're having a conversation and it's weird. Stop replaying it. That's your opportunity to detach as soon as that conversation is done. I mean, I had kind of a weird experience yesterday, and it's something that honestly, in the past, I probably would have left this particular appointment that I had and been like, oh my gosh, why did I say that? Oh my goodness, my anxiety flared up. I was acting so bizarre. And instead I was like, okay, you know what? That totally happened. That triggered some anxiety in me. And I'm just going to release it, let it happen, and see how this lesson is going to play out. Like, I'm really actually analyzing it today to see what I can grow, like how I can grow from an experience that happened yesterday. So maybe I'll tell you about it later, but I'm not ready to share it yet. So mindfulness. I want to read you a definition. This is, I have a deck of cards from something called the Virtues Project. I believe it's virtuesproject.com. or Virtues Project International is on the back here. And what it is it's a deck of cards of all different virtues, and it's written out with the definitions and a little bit about how you can apply them on the back. And I loved this. I actually pulled this card today. I had these tucked away in my drawer for a little while and pulled them back out because I just really loved the actual practice of focusing on one virtue a day, one thing. And I pulled mindfulness today. So there you go. That's why we're chatting about it right now. All right, mindfulness. Mindfulness is living reflectively with conscious awareness of our actions, words, and thoughts. Awake to the world around us, we fully experience our senses. We are attentive to others' needs. We refuse to rush. Living mindfully lightens our lives by helping us to detach from our emotions. We transform anger to justice. We seek joy instead of mere desire. We cultivate our inner vision, aware of life's lessons as they unfold. Mindfulness brings us serenity. So I loved that this morning. I even feel slower reading that because I was more mindful of my breath and what I was thinking and what I was really taking from this paragraph, this beautiful paragraph about mindfulness. And what popped out for me today was living mindfully lightens our lives by helping us to detach from our emotions. So because of our surroundings, by the way that we were raised, the things that we, you know, those set beliefs that we have in our life for right now, right? We know no beliefs are actually set. We have emotions that are attached to things that come into our world, right? Things that could give us anxiety, things that could give us stress, relationships that can bring us massive stress. And we have a set of emotions that we're used to tapping into when something happens, or we're used to reacting from. So what mindfulness does is it kind of gives you a space. It doesn't kind of give you a space. It gives you space. It's the space in which you choose to slow down instead of reacting. It's the space that you allow, yourself to fully experience those senses and those emotions that are going on, and understand that they're just happening as a reaction to what you're used to doing and thinking. So often when we give ourselves the grace and the space to allow ourselves to just be and calm down, let those crazy feelings pass and digest, like just allow them. And then after that, after the wave of anxiety or the wave of, being upset or angry, when that calms down, you can make a decision from that place. Make a decision from that place. Because it's never about you. It's never about you. You can only control up to your fingertips. Remember that. So if you can control your reactions and your outcomes, that is the only way to get a different result, because those experiences are always going to happen. But if you can react differently, your life is going to start to shift. So the quote on the back of this card, and I'm going to say this name, but it might be wrong, Tao Te Ching is who this quote is by. Can you cleanse your inner vision until you see nothing but light? Can you step back from your own mind and thus understand all things? So that is so beautiful to me, because when we step back from our own mind, I believe that's detaching from the beliefs that we've maybe adopted or accepted as normal or as what society thinks we should believe. And when we can detach, we can understand, right? We can understand, we can see why maybe that person is saying those things because of their beliefs or their past or their pain or stress or their decisions were made during that tidal wave of emotion. And we can understand that we have the choice to choose to allow ourselves the space, the digestion of the emotion, the experience, and come at it in a new way, in a completely detached way, more love. And that is how we become mindful. That is how we understand that when our mind, I loved this on this Lewis House podcast. It was with Don McGill Ruiz Jr., I believe. He was saying, when your mind is talking, who is listening? It's you. And when your mind is listening, who is talking? It's you. So someone could say something to you that's hurtful. And if your mind doesn't say anything hurtful back to you, or it doesn't trigger anything, if you can detach from what they're saying, then you have inner peace and it doesn't affect you. But it's getting there, right? So it's understanding, I make the meaning behind everything that's being said, even the things I'm saying. I am the listener and the speaker. So getting in control of that. So you guys, I would love if you would share this episode. If you know anybody who needs more inner peace, or you know I love to chat with you on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, so that I can hear what topics you want to know about. And this mindfulness practice is a beautiful way, obviously, because you know I love to talk about it, to earn your happiness. So allow that space. So until next time, you guys, have the most amazing day. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.